Developing a winning offer. A good salesperson understands that a successful negotiation is a win-win situation, whether he or she is representing the buyer or the seller. Remember that your first duty is to promote the interest of the client. Article 1 Code of Ethics. Code of Ethics. Article 1. When representing a buyer, seller, landlord, tenant, or other client as an agent, realtors pledge themselves to protect and promote the interests of their client. This obligation to the client is primary, but it does not relieve realtors of their obligation to treat all parties honestly. When serving a buyer, seller, landlord, tenant, or other party in a non-agency capacity, realtors remain obligated to treat all parties honestly. Amended January 1st. Before setting the offer price, consider the listing price and do a CMA to determine a reasonable market value for the property. Then, research the recent trends in the sales price versus listing price of the properties in the market area to determine the market strengths. Next, what is the condition of the property? Many homeowners neglect much-needed upkeep on their homes. What is the cost of this deferred maintenance? These costs may be deducted from the sales price if the seller is not going to remedy the items prior to closing. Write an offer that will be accepted. To make sure that your offers have a higher rate of acceptance, follow these tips. Bullet, limit the number of addenda and discourage one more thing. Bullet, present the strengths of your buyers. Bullet, after analyzing the comparables, be prepared to explain the differences between the homes. Bullet, strengthen your negotiating position by knowing the surrounding market and buyers' other options. For example, active or slow areas or overbuilt areas. Bullet, meet with the seller's representative to find out the seller's expectations to tailor your offer accordingly. Bullet, consider requesting to present the offer to the seller in person with the seller's agent. Many people find it harder to reject a face-to-face offer, and personal meetings allow you to work out differences or areas of contention more quickly. Bullet, determine what is included in the price, such as repairs, closing costs, commissions, etc. Bullet, organize all the necessary paperwork in order. You may want to include a cover letter that humanizes the buyers and their offer. Presenting a buyer's offer. You want to begin the negotiations positively by presenting your client's offer effectively. Try to present the buyer's purchase offer in person to the sellers with the listing agent. When doing so, present a positive picture of your buyer and then leave after you have presented his or her side. Bullet, anticipate the seller's objections in advance. Gather the information necessary to respond to reasonable objections. For example, an updated CMA. Bullet, use phrases that show the sellers that you are both working toward the same goal and simultaneously position your buyers successfully. For example, refer to buyers as our buyers. Bullet, beyond price, other essential factors include A, flexibility in closing time, B, number of contingencies, C, buyer qualification. Bullet. If the sellers are not accepting of the terms of an offer, you can always present the same offer at a later date, days, a week. If you have submitted an offer and have received no response from the listing agent, talk to your broker. If nothing else, your broker can talk to the other agent's broker to find out why you have not heard anything regarding your buyer's offer. Do not approach another agent until all other avenues have been exhausted.